King King on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. Wake it up, and that's just what it is. It's time to wake up, wiggle, and jiggle, my furry-headed creatures. Before that, The Cruise with the poor old broken-hearted me. What a Thursday morning adventure we are on. We got lots more to go. Lots and lots more great rock and roll to go. But right now, it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to Gamalia, Arkansas, and take a turn on Fout Road and stop in at the Bayou Resort with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this? It's not raining. That's a plus. Thursday morning.
Oh, isn't it? It's going to rain. It's coming. It's coming. But, my goodness, it's just, we need to rain for sure, but we've just had so much. The ground is just full. It's saturated, and there's nowhere for it to go but, down towards Norfolk. So,
and the lake is, it's not full, but it's got plenty of water.
That's
for sure.
They were
doing a really good job at getting rid of some of this water, and it was dropping steady, and then we get more rain, and it goes up a little bit. But I think all in all, the lake is in good shape. I know 568 and some change this morning. They're doing what they can. They really are, and it really hurts our parking here. It slows some of the fishing down, but that's Mother Nature. What are we going to do?
Yeah, there's just not much they can do about it. I mean, it's just crazy, the rain. But what there's been a few breaks, in the rain. I talked to a couple folks that have, they've been down, and they've caught a lot of whites, been catching a lot of white bass.
Absolutely, and the topwater bites just starting to take off. I had some guys the other day, they're throwing a little bit of everything, and then they decided to see how the topwater was, and they got a few bites. Largemouth on the top, they got some whites on the top. It's looking really promising for the topwater bite. I think it's just kind of hit and miss because of the lake level and different, stuff that's going on with that. But even the crappie started to bite,
mm-hmm.
I had some guys do fairly well with some really good-sized crappie.
Yeah, and I could go for a miss crappie right now. Fried.
Yeah, now the mermaids, I think they've kind of retreated a little bit with all the weather and everything, so that's going to be a little tough. But
well, the mermaids, I tell you what, they're confused right now. They're, bless their little hearts, I mean, they're thinking, oh, it's going to be warm, and then it just pours down rain, and so, yeah, And what are we going to do when Cheetos, they get rid of the food, the dye, and
I don't know. That's going to be a toughie. We're going to have to see how the mermaids react to different things, and maybe just stock up on some Cheetos for a while.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting,
hey,
Gary.
I got a funny story for you. I got a really funny story for you. All right, we've been doing this for a while. And I had a gentleman corner me and was in an odd place. I was in West Plains, and he's like, hey, I listened to you do that fishing report with you and Gary. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, thanks, appreciate that. And he's like, you talk about Cheetos a lot. And I said, well, yeah, that's kind of, what we do. And he said, well, he goes, and you've also talked about, fishing for brim and the big old perch. I said, yeah. And he goes, he uses Cheetos to catch big old brim.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like,
who would have thought? I thought they were just for mermaids.
I know that. I did too. And it's like, you're catching bluegill on it. He goes, oh yeah. He said, you break them things in half. And I'm like, really? So, anywho, I thought that was rather amusing.
Wow, that's very interesting. We're gonna have to try that theory out.
We're gonna see what happens. Yeah, we're gonna have to experiment with some Cheetos. Not only are they for the mermaids, but you know.
I mean, it's either brim or mermaids. I mean, I can't go wrong either way.
No, heck no, man. I'm just afraid if I caught a mermaid, she'd slap me and swim away. Or I'd catch an evil mermaid, you know, and bite me or something. But, you know, the weather looks better as we head into next week. You know, well, the weekend looks pretty good, too. But, you know, for people planning, fisher people planning to get out there on the water, you got to be conscious of your surroundings and kind of what's going on around you, because the lake is up and it's been up for so long that, you know, there's some floaters out there.
Yeah, there's still some debris floating out there, and maybe with the round we got yesterday, there might even be a little bit more, because the lake did come up slightly. It was going down, and I did notice that there was some good-sized floaters out there. So, yes, everybody be careful. Be aware of your surroundings out there. The lake's still in great shape. It's, you know, at 568, it's not bad. The water temperature's in the mid to upper 60s. Yeah, I mean, for the 1st of May, I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Well, now, like you said, you know, the topwater bite's on for stripers, hybrids, and whites, and even largemouth. Once we get through today and tomorrow night, I think we're going to have consecutive days. And I bet next week when we talk, it's a little different story.
Yeah, I think so. We dry out a little bit. Lake comes out a little bit more. Yeah, that'd be interesting. It's a good first week of May, and hopefully I can get out there a little bit and try some of that topwater. I'm looking forward to it.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, you know, or maybe they would like just to get away, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, good way to get a hold of us, drop us a line on there, or you can go to our website, thebayouresort.com, leave us a message there, or stop in if they're in the neighborhood. We love to talk to people.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, have a good one, and try to stay dry.
Yeah. See you, buddy. Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort and the weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Coming back with weather forecast and more tunage.